Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us.
Good morning.
We talk about the region's top business stories on Fridays. The Lincoln City Council this week made a big decision about solar panels.
This was fairly significant. The Lincoln City Council imposed a ban on any new large solar arrays in the city through the end of next May. This was driven by a request among residents to study the health and safety of those panels. While this decision effectively applies to a variety of solar projects, it most specifically addresses one in particular. The decision comes after neighbors expressed concerns about a large commercial array that was proposed for land at the Lincoln Hills Golf Course. That project would put some panels close to homes.
How about residential solar projects in Lincoln? What does the city council decision mean for those?
Those projects will not be affected by the decision. The decision only applies to large solar projects.
So should people who live in Lincoln be worried?
Well, most officials think the panels are safe. A while back, a report prepared for the California Energy Commission said that most risks actually come during the manufacture process of these panels, and installed panels are generally only viewed as dangerous if burned for an extended period at more than 1,000 degrees.
We haven't seen much progress on plans to bring a hotel to the Sacramento airport. What's the latest?
The developer now says he needs more time because of a shortage of construction subcontractors.
And this project's been in the works for a pretty long time, right?
Exactly. A Los Angeles-based developer has been working for 4 years to bring this hotel to the airport, which would have the Hyatt Place brand. But the county has been seeking a hotel at the airport for more than a decade now. If you remember, the previous host airport hotel was demolished when officials decided to expand the new terminal and the parking garage at the airport.
Any idea when we'll finally see something happen?
You know, we could see something within the next few years here, maybe around fall of 2018, but there are no guarantees. We've seen a variety of setbacks so far. We don't know exactly when we can guarantee that something definite will happen on this project.
Macy's announced some upcoming changes to its downtown Sacramento location this week. What should shoppers expect?
Among those upgrades, we will see changes both on the outside and inside of this building near the new downtown arena. Outside, you expect some changes to the 5th Street exterior entrance to the store. Basically, the retailer is going to give it a more modern look. And then inside, the changes include an expanded furniture department.
What do these changes say about the company's strategy downtown?
Two interesting things. First of all, analysts say that Macy's is very particular about its stores and doesn't make these changes on a whim. So first of all, this kind of reflects a conscious effort to invest in the progress of this downtown Sacramento location. Also, if you look at the changes themselves, what I find particularly interesting is the expanded furniture department. The company has made a point of emphasizing that the inventory will include items specifically geared toward loft and apartment living, which of course reflects the increase in housing we're going to see in the downtown and midtown areas.
A new fast food restaurant will soon enter the Sacramento region, but this one's a little different.
We are talking about the Organic Coup, which is billed as America's first USDA-certified organic fast food restaurant. The background on this one is pretty interesting. It was founded by a former Costco buyer, and it did attract national attention just because of its premise. It's generated a lot of buzz, and now this company is preparing a Davis location that's expected to open next month, as well as looking into a site at the remodeled University Village Shopping Center, which of course is at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard.
What kind of food can we expect from this place?
Well, there's a strong focus on chicken. The menu is pretty straightforward. It's not very elaborate. Some of the main entrees are the signature chicken sandwich, chicken wrap, and a chicken bowl. Again, these are all organic items. They resemble some of the chicken sandwiches that you'll see at other fast food eateries, but the price is a little different. At the Pleasanton location, the first location that opened from this eatery last year, a chicken sandwich is $8.99. But because of all the buzz surrounding this place and the focus on healthy eatings, it appears that consumers might be willing to pay the higher price.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.